Hello and welcome to ACB Radio. I'm Marlena, and visiting with me today is a gentleman whose name is Sean Kelly. Sean is the CEO, Chief Executive Officer, but he's also known as the Chief Humanist and co-founder of a company that I am fascinated to learn more about. If any of you know me, you know that I'm extremely interested in nutrition and in finding ways for folks who are blind to understand more about nutrition and how to get better nutrition. Sean's company is called HUMAN in all capital letters, and it stands for Helping Unite Mankind and Nutrition. Sean Kelly, welcome to ACB Radio. This is right up my alley.
I am very excited to be here, you know, and I don't even think my team told me how much of a nutritionophile, interested nutrition person you were. So it's a great honor to be on the show, and especially considering your interest. So thanks so much for having me.
Could you tell us a little bit about HUMAN, first of all? Why did you found it? What is its mission? Just anything you want to share.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to. So like you said, the name really sums up the company and its mission pretty succinctly: helping unite mankind in nutrition. Our vision is to make healthy food more convenient than junk food. Our entire idea is to bring nutrition to where people already are, where they already exist, rather than have them have to become educated and go and find it on their own. So healthy vending machines and schools and hospitals and YMCAs and health clubs, and, of course, micro-markets, 100% healthy micro-markets and office buildings and similar organizations, and then also direct delivery services. So we also deliver healthy snacks and healthy beverages and healthy foods direct to smaller locations or areas where we do not have partner operator partners or franchisees. So that's just really a gist of what HUMAN's all about. The company was started one day, believe it or not, when back in, 2003, when I saw a woman, a middle-aged woman, buy a Coca-Cola from a vending machine at a New York sports club that I was a personal trainer at on 80th and Broadway in Manhattan in New York City. So I saw this lady buy a Coke out of a vending machine, take a swig out of it, put it in the cup holder of her treadmill, and start running.
Oh, my gosh.
And exactly. That oh, my gosh was exactly what happened in my head. It was an aha moment. It was a time where I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, if here we are in New York City on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, if a health club enthusiast and somebody who is here is running and looking to become healthier, if even they do not have access to the foods and drinks that they need to make them happy to perform at the highest levels and to be healthy, what the heck is the rest of the world doing? So that was my foray into this wild industry.
And so your company then has been in existence since about 2001?
2003.
Oh, sorry.
So HUMAN, the current company, has been around since 2008. And my previous nutrition company was up and running from 2003 to 2007. So I exited that company in 2007. You know, many times the interesting spin on that company was one of my favorite sayings is the only thing worse than missing the train is catching the one before it. We were very, very, very bleeding edge. You know, I was going around pitching healthy vending machines, and people said, "Man, you got to be crazy, kid. You want to pitch healthy vending machines?" And you know, nobody's doing that. Well, what ended up happening is we ended up getting placements in multiple states in the Eastern Seaboard, and we ended up the consumers that we served and where we had our vending machines. You got to remember, this is pretty early. Would ask us, you know, how do I get these snacks, and how do I get these drinks, and how do I get these bars and these products? How do we get them in bulk? Because back then, you know, this was over 10 years ago, there were many fewer options for single-serve healthy items. We really had to look far and wide to find them. So we ended up creating actually an e-commerce distribution platform, an e-commerce store, where we would end up selling all of these products to the customers of our locations. Well, I don't know if you know much about e-commerce or technology, but what happened there was that business scaled and grew quite a bit larger to where that business ended up being about 90% of our revenues compared to 10% for healthy vending. So I ended up selling that e-commerce site in 2007, and then in 2008 saying, you know what, now is the time to really double down on what we started and what we really wanted to do from the very beginning. And that was, again, bringing nutrition directly to people. So with Human launching in 2008, we were purely a healthy vending company, and now we do a few different things.
Well, that is just fascinating, and I have lots of questions offline for you. My gosh. Let's bring it back now. Some of the listeners might be saying, well, so what are you talking about that here for, other than the fact that this is part of the Sagebrush Conference and the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America have their Sagebrush Conference, and of course vending machines are a huge part of the Blind Enterprise Program. Talk to me about how you became aware of the BEP and RSVA, and then move on into your relationship with one or both of those entities.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I have been familiar with the Randolph Shepherd Act and the RSVA and the BEP for almost since I got into this industry. I mean, this is back when I was, back at university. I studied at Columbia University in New York City, and I found out about Randolph Shepherd very early. As a result of that act, the blind vendors have access and really first right of refusal on governmental buildings. And, that was an area that was really important to me was, how do we go direct to the government? The government needs to serve in a leading role here at increasing awareness and really pushing this movement and, making it easier and more convenient for people to eat healthy because it's so darn hard in our country. So naturally, I wanted to go straight to the government. Well, when I first found out, I learned, about RSVA and the Blind Enterprise. And at that time, I just don't think that RSVA and others across the Blind Enterprise were ready. I just don't think they were ready. You got to remember, I mean, this was over 10 years ago. When I say the only thing worse than catching the train is missing the train is catching the one before it, it was true. So I think initially there just wasn't as much of a synergistic opportunity that was seen on an equal level from all sides.
Mm-hmm.
But that's changed. I mean, I think, now, healthy vending and convenient healthy snacking is, it's at least 10, if not 100 times more popular and, in terms of all the overall awareness that's around the subject since over a decade ago. And so we recently came in contact, towards the end of Q3, early Q4 of 2014 to revisit the subject. And RSVA really came in with open arms and said, you know what? We want to do this. We really want to find a program that our vendors can have great success with. We know healthy vending, healthy micro markets are the future. We know that's not going away. In fact, we're only going closer to it. Human, you guys have proven to have the most success in the field in terms of, producing high revenue, profitable healthy vending and healthy micro market locations. And so we collectively decided to create a joint venture and marketing relationship between the RSVA and Human to do everything we possibly could to maximize healthy vending success for the blind vendors.
What services will Human offer to a blind vendor? Do you interact directly with the blind vendor? Do you provide training? What can you offer to an individual vendor?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and I will let you know that a lot of this is being ironed out and determined, because at the end of the day, we can really provide a full gamut. We just want to make sure that what we are providing and what we're offering is of maximal benefit to the blind vendor. But if you look at our services and what we're able to do, we first and foremost want to recommend the absolute best products and the best planograms. And when I say best, I mean those products and those planograms, that assortment of products that will actually, that are actually healthier, okay, may even be healthy, and that people will, the population at certain locations will actually purchase. Because at the end of the day, if the products do not sell at good velocity, not only is that not beneficial for the blind vendor, but it's also not beneficial for the population, because people have to buy and consume the product in order for, you know, us and our overall mission to really create impact. So first and foremost, it's looking at the different locations and the different and the specific geographic area and the specific interests and the specific desires and needs, and working with the blind vendor to provide the best and optimized planogram. And that's not the difference with healthy vending. There's quite a few different differences, but one of the biggest is that you need to consistently rotate and integrate new products. So this is not something where we just recommend a planogram up front and then it stops. It's something where we consistently recommend how they can improve their planograms, make switches, make alterations, so it can be best for their business. Additionally, we will, depending on what type of training the vendor needs, that training will consist in everything from equipment training, depending if they're utilizing new equipment, to training on how to conduct appropriate sampling events around these healthy products, how to collect appropriate feedback, you know, what to look for when ordering different products from distributors, and how to consistently improve and optimize the program. Additionally, and kind of as I mentioned before, we can assist the vendor in terms of selecting the best equipment that will work for their specific healthy micro market or healthy vending account. And then lastly, and I should have maybe brought this up at the very beginning, is we can assist the blind vendor in acquiring locations.
Ah, I was going to ask you that. You took the question right from the tip of my tongue. How would you do that?
I should have allowed you to ask it, because you have a better voice than I do.
Oh, I think not.
you are fit for this. You have a magical voice.
Oh, but, thank you.
I'm just being honest. So location. So one of our greatest strengths, beyond just, you know, really understanding what products and what equipment works where and what people will buy, is the acquisition of locations. So the acquisition of everything from school districts to corporate offices, to organizational chains. And so I know one thing that RSVA is very interested in is us working with them to help expand the blind vendor's reach so that they have access to more locations. And that can be a great match for everyone involved, considering the, you know, the state funding, the state assistance that the blind vendors can get in combination with our access to locations in our program. It can really be a synergistic fit that works for everybody.
Now, we are recording this prior to Sagebrush, so if you are listening to this, you are probably listening during Sagebrush, so you must forgive if I ask a question that may sound silly to you had you not known we were recording this prior to Sagebrush. Are you going to be there at Sagebrush, Sean?
I will be there. Right now, I'm only planning on being there Tuesday, I believe it's the 10th. But yes, I am absolutely planning on being there for at least one full day.
Well, I think that's just a great thing. And as I said in the beginning, I am extremely interested in nutrition. One of the things that I have great concerns about is that there are so many folks who within our community, within the blind community, who really don't know much about nutrition. And when you go shopping, you typically have someone with you who is sighted. And in my case, it's my poor beleaguered husband, whom I make read everything on every label to me. But I'm very fortunate. Not every person who is blind has that luxury. And sometimes if you don't know what to look for or ask about on the label, you just don't know what you're getting. And so you might not know that, you know, this hamburger casserole thing, without saying a brand name, but I think you know what I mean, is loaded with salt and preservatives and yuck that if you knew what you were eating, you might not want to put into your body. And so I just congratulate you on this endeavor. Can you give me an idea, just because I'm hungry, and so you can make me hungrier? What kinds of products might we see from human in a vending machine?
I'm happy, absolutely happy to answer that. And Marlena, you are, you know, when you talk about the difficulties that blind vendors face in terms of eating healthy and really understanding what products are good for you and help you increase performance and feel better and which don't, while I think that the blind face challenges that others obviously do not, it's something that just our population at large in America are having struggles with. So if you're struggling with this and you don't really know what's healthy and you feel lost, and it just seems like nutrition is this weird science where you hear so many contradicting different things, you're not alone. I mean, that's something that I believe is pervasive across our society, and it's something that we're hoping to alleviate at least to some degree, and I'm hoping our partnership with RSVA certainly allows us to do a little bit of that. Regarding products, I mean, you're going to find everything from healthier trail mixes to granola bars, healthier chip options, carbonated juices, fruit smoothies, healthier, lesser evil, you know, candy type products, kettle corns, lots of different, you know, kind of crackers and the kind of items that fall in the salty snack category. The whole key here is that we're not asking people to eat kale chips and kale chips and broccoli, Marlena. You know, so many people are so scared.
Although, Sean, kale chips are pretty darn good if you make them the right way.
you're absolutely right. And hey, I'm not saying that we do not sell or we don't offer
them. Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's going to be something that's going to be in 10% of locations,
sure.
Not 100.
Sure.
And so, you know, we look at, you know, what do you find in a typical vending machine? What do you find in a typical micro market? How do we take that, maintain as much of the taste profile as we can, but simply integrate brands and products that have a better ingredient profile, fewer chemicals, more natural ingredients, less refined carbohydrates, you know, more foods from the earth, you know, and we just start there. So we're not trying to play big brother and make people perfect eaters, and we're not trying to tell people, you know what, your taste buds are wrong. We're simply trying to help people experience and enjoy better lives, and for us, we believe that all starts at nutrition, and we think that there's ways that you can dip your toe in the water and, you know, continually get deeper and deeper into the water up to your own discretion and your own desire, and that's really what we're trying to do.
If I go to a vending machine, how do I know that I am getting something human? And I'm going to say something humane from human. How do I know your products are in that vending machine?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the majority, within our franchise system, the majority of our machines, or all of our machines, are branded human. So you'll see human, you'll see our graphics, which look like, you'll see greens and whites and browns. Mm-hmm. They kind of look earthy in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see a natural-looking machine that will have either human on it or healthyvending.com or healthymarkets.com. So that's the easiest way, is just to find out, hey, you know, if this is a human machine, you should be finding, unless somebody is is putting in incorrect products, but you should be finding products that are what we call human-approved. If it's not in a human branded machine, you know, right now there's no way to really find
out if
that product is particularly approved. But, you know, there are certainly things that you can do to educate yourself on what type of brands and what type of products are better for you and which are not. You know, that just comes down to getting a little bit of that education.
Well, I certainly hope that this brief interview will be informational to folks at Sagebrush and our listening audience, and B, motivational. It is hard. It's very hard. I used to be a very heavy person, very out of shape. I lived most of my life as one of those folks who, you know, ate improperly. And then in 2010, I said, you know what? This is just for the birds. So I lost 130 pounds, and now I am pretty healthy, and I eat right, and I wouldn't trade a day of that. So I hope
wow,
that
that's fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, I hope that what you're saying and maybe my little story will really inspire people that there is good stuff out there. There's plenty of good stuff you can eat that isn't filled with chemicals and just icky stuff that if you could touch it and see it, you wouldn't want it in your body. And so I am just delighted. I travel a great deal. And one of the issues that I have is, you know, I get to a hotel, the restaurant is closed. So I look for a vending machine. And about the healthiest thing I can pick out is peanut butter crackers, you know, and that's not all that healthy. But when you look at what's in the vending machine, peanut butter crackers and a bottle of water are about your healthiest things. So I'm going to start looking for these human machines.
Well, we'd love for you to look at them. And, you know, and our goal is that it's not just human machines. I mean, we really want to just help spread the message that, you know, eating, you can, first of all, enjoy eating healthy. This is no longer where everything tastes like cardboard. I mean, you can actually really enjoy it. Like you said, so much of it is just not eating foods that have these chemicals and these terrible things that you should just never be putting in your body.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big part of it. And then also that, you know, that we want to spread this and so that, you know, we are pushing this as a society and across the board on helping people eat better because it just has such a massive effect on how you feel and how you perform and how you treat people. And, I mean, it, you know, it's a lot more than just healthy snacks.
Yeah.
So, you know, what we're trying to do here is just get people to join the movement, get people to understand, hey, if you, and this is the big thing that I'll just say to the, you know, to the RSBA and the blind vendors, again, we're not trying to play Big Brother. We want to find a way where we can work together to offer the foods to customers that we think that they deserve and that will help make them healthier while creating a great business for the blind vendor. And I think that if we collectively try, and if we actually try to make this work and put our best foot forward, understand that healthy vending and healthy snacking and this health trend is not going away, if we actually want it to succeed and work together to do everything we can to make that possible, it's amazing what we're going to be able to do. The issue now, if you look at traditional vending versus what we do, is there's this still this very large population of operators, traditional operators, that do not want healthy to succeed. It's like, and I don't blame them completely, right? I mean, they've been doing things a certain way for decades, and they're getting the rebates, and, you know, it is what it is. It's very hard to change. But what I tell these people when working with them is I say, you know what, if you don't want healthy vending to be successful, if you're literally doing all of these things so that you keep your business the exact same way, and, you know, you just do the bare minimum to make healthy vending successful, then you're going to fall behind, and you know what? That healthy vending component is not going to work.
Sure.
But if you actually actively want to make this work and you actively want to make it a strong part of your business, if not all of your business, it's amazing what can happen. And, you know, we just want to be a part of making that a reality.
Well, I am just so looking forward to learning more about healthy vending and seeing the human foods, and I really wish you well with this endeavor. I'm delighted that my colleagues in RSVA have taken this on, and I will not be at Sagebrush, but let me please take indulge some personal privilege here and thank RSVA. This is something that I have certainly had some conversations with Dan and others in RSVA about because of my desire for healthier food. Now, before we close, is there anything you would like to add that I have not asked you or anything you would like to emphasize?
No, I mean, I guess just beyond what I just said, Marlena, you are a spokesperson and a little bit of a hero within this incredibly important and influential community. So I actually did not know about your particular background, but I think that is wonderful and inspirational. And so really glad to connect with you again. I didn't know these things about your background, and I really appreciate you helping us kind of get the word out. And then for everybody else, just again, we're not looking for perfection. We're not looking for to completely change businesses. We're simply looking to improve them and to give blind vendors an opportunity to not only create positive and unique impact in their communities, but also to create a really great, sustainable business that's built for the future. And we just want to provide value and do what we can.
Well, Sean Kelly, you are a chief humanist, and I have so enjoyed getting to know you a bit through this interview, and I'd kind of like to keep in touch and see what's going on, just to for my own personal benefit, for sure. So I thank you so much for coming today and joining us, and I hope you have a wonderful day at Sagebrush, and I am sending out lots of good energy vibes that this partnership will do nothing but go and grow.
Thank you so much. It was a real honor being on this show. It's fantastic. And if some of you do hear this before Sagebrush, I look forward to meeting you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sean. For ACB Radio at Sagebrush, I'm Marlena. Have a great day.